The 9/11 Commission is due to release its report on Thursday with recommendations on how to guard the country against future terrorist attacks. Expected to be among the panel's recommendations is the creation of a new cabinet-level post, a Director of National Intelligence, to oversee all of this country's 15 intelligence services. Yesterday on the program, we spoke with an advocate of that proposal, and today we turn to an opponent. Frank Gaffney was an Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration. Mr. Gaffney, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
You were opposed to this idea. Why is that?
I'm skeptical of bureaucratic responses to what are clearly institutional and systemic problems. I think in this case, ironically, creating such a new level of bureaucracy with a specific mandate to consolidate intelligence may compound the problems that the 9/11 Commission, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, and others have identified, which is, I think, a need for more competitive intelligence, both collection and analysis.
But if one of the problems that seems to have been made very clear by numerous investigations into what led up to the 9/11 attacks was that intelligence was not being shared, wouldn't the notion that you would have one person with real authority in charge of all the agencies, wouldn't that at least be a push in the right direction to knock heads together, make the different agencies share what they know?
My own sense is that the Director of Central Intelligence, who actually has this oversight responsibility today, has plenty of authority. The object lesson of Iraq, and really for that matter of 9/11 before it, was we're almost certainly going to have some intelligence about the challenges of our time. But it's not going to be complete intelligence. It will be the kind of thing upon which informed, knowledgeable, thoughtful, experienced people will make different judgments. And I think consolidating was the problem, especially on Iraq. We weren't getting as much texture, nuances, challenging of assumptions and judgments.
Is it consolidation, though, or is it giving someone real authority and a seat at the table, the cabinet-level table, which would be presumably raising it to a level of importance that maybe it hasn't had?
I believe it's correct that George Tenet, as the Director of Central Intelligence, was always at the cabinet table when major security policy decisions were being made. The danger of having such a person there as a full-fledged member of the cabinet, I think, is you tend to invest in them more of the policy profile, if you will, rather than an input to policy that is shielded from some of the compromises and vicissitudes that are associated with the policymaking business. So I don't think things get better if you've got a fellow who's somewhat confused as to exactly what his role is. Is he a policymaker? Is he an intelligence professional?
A number of people say that the system, the way it's set up now, with a Director of Central Intelligence who's in charge of the CIA and also at least nominally in charge of the other agencies, that model is outmoded. It dates from 1947, and times and technology have changed radically since then. Would you share that view?
I would certainly share the view that times and technologies have changed a great deal. And I'm not arguing that the present organizational structure at the Central Intelligence Agency or within the intelligence community itself is perfect. Another consideration here, which I guess goes without saying, but since nobody is saying it, let me say it. We're at war. And we're talking about mucking about with organizations that are literally at the front lines of that war. These are perhaps life and death decisions. And I'm a bit concerned that creating a new czar for intelligence will at the very least be disruptive. And I think we've got to be leery of making things harder in a business that's already plenty difficult.
Frank Gaffney, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Frank Gaffney was an Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration. He's now president of the Center for Security Policy.